Now, the drug scandal did not touch one of the most demanding Olympic trials. Tom Bonsi reports on an upset in the decathlon.
By tradition, the Olympic decathlon champion assumes the mantle of the world's greatest athlete. Those are big shoes to fill, but then medal favorite Tom Pappas is a suitably strapping lad, 6'5", 210 pounds of near solid muscle. But a funny thing happened on the way to his coronation. Brian Clay, an unheralded Hawaiian, decided that average-sized guys deserve a shot at being the world's greatest athlete, too.
I don't necessarily think that, people believe in themselves enough, you know. I've always kind of been the underdog doing the decathlon because of my height and my weight and things like that. But just goes to show you, you know.
The 24-year-old from Honolulu used explosive strength to best his much bigger rival in the javelin, discus, pole vault, long jump, and two sprints. The 5'11 Clay kept pace in the other decathlon contests, the shot put, the hurdles, and high jump. After the 10th and final event, a sweat-soaked 1,500-meter run, he draped a Hawaiian flag around his shoulders and celebrated. Nearby, the dethroned national champion accepted an iced towel. Tom Pappas looked rather glum as he faced reporters upon cooling off.
Like I said, it would have been nice to have won the meet, but the Olympics is kind of what's really important.
Tom Pappas and Brian Clay both earned spots on the U.S. team for Athens. A one-time training partner of Pappas still likes the big man's chances. Track coach Grady O'Connor of Eugene, Oregon, says Pappas has the complete package. Physical gifts such as long limbs, along with mental toughness.
He seems very easygoing. But deep down, he's an intense competitor, you know, and I guess that goes with growing up with those two other brothers. They're very competitive with one another growing up.
Tom Pappas was raised on a commune in southern Oregon that, in retrospect, looks like a decathlon factory. Younger brother Billy also sprinted, tossed, and jumped at these Olympic trials. Older brother Paul was a standout at the University of Oregon. Their elders indulged them early on by building a wrestling ring, a gym, swimming pool, and trampoline at the family compound. The Pappas' great-grandfather emigrated to the U.S. from Greece. Tom Pappas says he gets the impression he can count on fan support from the natives in Athens.
I don't speak Greek, but, you know, I feel honored at how much support they've shown me, and, you know, they really seem to be excited about the decathlon. They always have been, and so I'm looking forward to going over there and, you know, hopefully giving them something good to cheer about.
Perhaps fittingly, the darling of the Greeks will need to beat a Roman for the gold medal. That's Roman Sheberly of the Czech Republic. He holds the world record in decathlon. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Sacramento.